Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 8th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by VMware's Workspace ONE. Leading off today, Apple may not have found the right time to launch its long-rumored AirTags yet, but the infrastructure behind the scenes is expanding. Apple has officially announced the launch of support for using its Find My network with third-party accessories. Find My has been historically used for locating iPhones, iPads, and other Apple products, but now it can be used to locate non-Apple products that integrate with Apple's platform. Find My for non-Apple products is launching with support for two VanMoof e-bikes, an upgraded version of an existing Chipolo item tracker, and a previously announced pair of Belkin earbuds. For example, VanMoof announced that its S3 and X3 e-bikes bought as of today will be compatible with the Apple Find My network. Interestingly, this seems to mean that VanMoof's integration with the Find My app will not be backwards compatible with previously sold S3 and X3 bikes. You'll be able to view your VanMoof bike in the Items tab of the Find My application, where you can see its current location, battery charge, and easily get direction to the bike's location. This is how it'll work for all third-party accessories that integrate with the Find My app, and the new Items tab is now available on all iOS devices running iOS 14.3 or later. You can get more details on how exactly all of this works at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, there is a global shortage of semiconductors right now that is affecting all sorts of industries. This is because almost all hardware these days depends on silicon at some level. For example, the automobile industry is being particularly affected, with manufacturers simply unable to produce as many cars as they had planned to because of shortages on components. As one of the world's largest buyers of silicon, Apple's sheer size and market power had meant that they would be able to buy up capacity and continue production of key products throughout this shortage, at least so far. A new report from the supply chain blog Nikki says that now even Apple is being affected by this shortage, particularly in regards to production of some iPad and MacBook models. The report says that iPad assembly is being held up due to a shortage of display components. Meanwhile, suppliers of MacBooks are stuck at a key bottleneck, the mounting process of components onto circuit boards. The report goes on to explain that these issues have meant that Apple has been forced to push back production of a portion of component orders into the second half of the year. The report doesn't get into specifics about which models of the iPad and MacBook are affected, but it has been widely rumored that Apple was readying an iPad Pro update for early 2021, but that update is still nowhere to be found. Whether or not the chip shortages are to blame for the iPad Pro delay is unclear, but the report from Nikki does say that downstream iPhone component availability is tight, but production is currently continuing at normal levels. Sitting at the top of the tech food chain, Apple has the influence and the money to typically get what it wants from its suppliers. So if the chip shortages are now hitting even Apple, then it should be a major warning sign for smaller companies that don't have Apple's power. Most analysts currently expect the semiconductor shortage to go on for several more months. We are sponsored this week by VMware's Workspace ONE, a true unified endpoint management platform that gives you the tools to manage the entire macOS and iOS lifecycle. You can dramatically improve the employee experience by deploying Macs over the air using Apple Business Manager with zero touch for IT and much more. Delivering a great employee experience is top of mind among forward-thinking organizations today, and it's becoming even more important as workers become ever more remote. Workspace ONE offers hundreds of device management features for macOS, and there's also a unique onboarding experience with end-user feedback about the process in flight and after enrollment. To learn more about Workspace ONE for macOS, visit vmware.com/go/macOS or just hit the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, we have an interesting proof of concept showing how the M1 Max might be user-upgradable after purchase. An engineer in China has reportedly discovered how to successfully upgrade both the SSD and the RAM on the M1 Mac Mini, MacBook Air, and MacBook Pro. But it's a very risky and a very difficult move. With older Macs, if users didn't want to pay for more RAM or more storage up front, it was possible with a variety of models to upgrade those components later on. But over the years, it's become less of an option, and for the M1 Max, it was thought to be impossible, with Apple using new RAM and SSD components that are directly soldered to the M1 chip. But just like we've seen with aftermarket iPhone and iPad hardware upgrades, someone has allegedly found a way to replace memory and storage components in the M1 Mac. The discovery has been shared across Chinese social media, and the photos show the RAM and SSD modules removed, with screenshots of macOS showing the upgraded storage and memory options. But there are a few things to keep in mind with this. It's very risky, and it will void Apple's warranty. And there's also the question of how durable and reliable the upgrades will be after forcefully removing the original soldered hardware and installing new components. And even if that's successful, there's the possibility that Apple could prevent these unofficial hardware upgrades from working in the future with a software update to macOS. So while this isn't something that's likely to become a mainstream option for upgrades, it is nonetheless an impressive technical feat, and you can see it in action at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.